And this morning we're going to talk about the National Stroke Association's Comeback Strong movement that breaks new ground with a Comeback Trail event. And to talk about that this morning, Matt Lopez joins us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Tell us your story and how that relates to a Comeback Trail with strokes.
Well, 5 years ago to next week, actually, I had a debilitating and devastating stroke. And, you know, my first reaction after having the stroke, coming out of the hospital, was to come back to my former self. And I know for millions of stroke survivors out there, there's not that movement, that pink ribbon or that purple puzzle piece to rally us as we go through our recovery. And that's why we've started the Comeback Strong movement. It loudly declares that, you know, there is hope after stroke.
Matt, at the time, did you know, were you aware you were having a stroke?
I did know I was having a stroke, but it was hard not to know something was wrong. I couldn't talk, I couldn't speak, and there was no way to communicate. It was, as I said, severely debilitating.
Were others around you at the time?
They were. They did not know what was going on, and luckily the paramedic identified the signs quickly, and I was able to get the treatment that saved my life. But there's still, regardless, you know, my stroke is different than every other stroke, and every person's recovery is different. And that's why, you know, we want to raise awareness for stroke, the ability to come back strong. And you had mentioned we do have a Community Action Day this Saturday. It's the, you know, dedicating a comeback trail to raise awareness for stroke. People can go to comebackstroke.org. They can designate the trail in their community, you know, whether it's a park, whether it's in a forest or in their backyard, but something that signifies coming back strong. And they can, you know, they can share photos at hashtag comeback strong, or just get out with their friends and, you know, raise money and raise awareness for stroke.
Now, we've started to hear about FAST. That's been the promotion I've heard related to from the Stroke Association, FAST. Talk about that and those and how that acronym works for the warning signs.
Oh, it is. And that's it's imperative that general public know that. It's face. You know, when someone smiles, one side of their face will droop. When you ask them to raise their arms, one arm will droop down. And then you ask them to speak, and it'll come out garbled, possibly, or slurred. And T in FAST is for time. It's a 911 emergency, because that time where you can get the proper treatment will impact how arduous your path to recovery will be, how long your comeback trail will be.
What is the treatment that's taking place? They're just trying to make sure to get the proper blood flow to the brain? Is that really what the time is all about?
That's what it's all about. You lose 2 million brain cells every minute during a stroke. You know, in every 40 seconds, so in this conversation, someone is having a stroke now. It's the fifth leading cause of death in the U.S., the second in the world. It's a leading cause of disability, and twice as many women die from stroke every year than die from breast cancer. So that's why it's imperative. You get that treatment. It's a clot-busting treatment, or they can, as they did in my case, go into the back of the brain and retrieve the clot. Because, as I mentioned, time is brain. That's going to impact, you know, your recovery.
Is there things you can do as a preventative or as far as your normal health routine that maybe lessens your chances of having a stroke?
80% of strokes are preventable. And it's about identifying risk factors. Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have high cholesterol, diabetes? Do you have AFib? And it's having a normal, healthy, balanced lifestyle. That can do it. Because when stroke hits, as I mentioned, it's devastating. It's out of the blue. And, you know, talking with, you know, with other stroke survivors and knowing that there's millions of stroke survivors out there, there is no movement to support them in their recovery. As I mentioned, no pink ribbon, no purple puzzle piece. And that's what we're trying to do, give people the support that they need, but more importantly, raise awareness for stroke. Because, you know, the Comeback Strong movement is hopefully the beginning so that everyone everywhere will know what a stroke is, how to avoid one, and the real opportunity exists to come back strong.
You know, you mentioned about a comeback trail. It's kind of a path or a journey. How long did your journey take so that you're able to do what we're doing today, talking with you on the phone, having a conversation, being able to be understood? What was your path like?
Well, that's a very good question. Mine was about a year, or I'd say a year to 18 months. And I like your term. You know, if you talk about the comeback trail being a path, you know, it's not a paved road. It's not a road that's accessible by car. It's a dirt trail. You travel by foot, and there's going to be bumps, twists, and turns. But it's not a trail to nowhere. It literally is. It's an opportunity. It's the drive of the stroke survivor to come back to a destination that's further, but stronger and better. And it may not be where they were before. There may be a new norm or a new person afterwards, but there is an end destination for the comeback trail, as we say.
Not only is there the outward appearance, but obviously inwardly, how people feel, the confidence about themselves. How do you help the stroke victims with that so that even if maybe their face still does droop a little or words don't quite work out the same way, how do you still give them the confidence so they can continue on with their life?
Well, and that's why what we do at National Stroke Association is provide the support, the direct support to stroke survivors and to build that community. So in their recovery so that they can come back strong. And, you know, I know I've mentioned it a couple times already, but there isn't that movement. There isn't that symbol. There isn't that color to represent and rally the stroke community together and build awareness so that there is support and understanding from the general public. As you say, as I mentioned earlier, every stroke is different. Every recovery is different. But there's that opportunity for that person to come back strong to what may be their former self or a new normal for them.
They will learn to adapt as the human body and spirit does to what's how far they can go. And it's usually up to the individuals is how far they want to push, and perhaps the physical therapists and the other people that are working in the industry to kind of give them the tools to recover. Again, the comeback trail, there's a special event coming up. Talk about that again and how people can get involved.
Yeah, they can go to comebackstrong.org, and it's our community action day this Saturday, and we want people to designate a comeback trail in their community, and go to comebackstrong.org. We'll send you a kit to get you set up, some fun incentives, and as I mentioned, you can share your photos at the hashtag comebackstrong, and people can just go out and raise awareness and raise money for stroke.
I was interested in from your perspective, what was it that made you want to become a sort of a spokesperson or, head this? It's been a number of years since you've had your stroke. What was it that made you wanted to continue on and kind of be the face of this, as it were?
Well, this is a completely different turn for me. I've been in business all my life, and it was that I had the opportunity. I was very fortunate. I had the support. And I was in England at the time, and when I came to the U.S., that's when I found the National Stroke Association and was amazed at the support that they provide in, one, life-saving education about stroke, but more importantly, giving direct support to stroke survivors so that they can come back strong. And, that's what we do every day, and that's now my mission for the rest of my life. Each day for me is a gift, so I'm just want to give back.
Sounds great. Matt Lopez, our guest this morning. Again, the Comeback Trail, the National Stroke Association movement to breaking new ground with a Comeback Trail event taking place coming up on the 12th. We appreciate your time, Matt. Thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.